Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. In this episode, I interview Alex Lovey. He is an intuitive medium. He's a coach. He's the creator of Intuition Camp and the author of 7 Strategies to Strengthening Your Intuition. He can connect with spirit guides, departed loved ones in the angelic realm. I've actually had several readings with him, and they are so accurate. It's crazy. It's really a blessing, his gift. So I definitely encourage you to check out his services after this podcast. He also created an angel deck called the Spirit Guided Oracle, and we talk a lot about that in this episode. I had originally interviewed him on season 1 of the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, episode 38. And we talked all about his lifestyle as a medium and his services and all that good stuff. And now in this episode, we go through the creative process of creating his angel deck. It's super fascinating. And, obviously not everybody creates angel decks, but I think everyone can take away something from what he learned from the creative process and what he really loved about the creative process. And he's just a super fascinating soul and so kind. So make sure you head over to @AlexLovey, pick up his new Angel Oracle deck, which will be available on March 28th, on Thursday. And yeah, so let's jump into this week's episode. Okay, but first I need to thank this podcast episode sponsor, Watermelon Road. You guys definitely have to know about Watermelon Road by now. I literally talk about them all the time. But basically what they are is dried fruit jerky. They have no refined sugars, no preservatives, no artificial flavoring. They're soy-free. Paleo-friendly, vegan-friendly, gluten-free, and dairy-free. You can literally hand this out at your kid's birthday party, and it'll be accessible to everyone. Best of all, they have the best flavors. So my personal favorite is pineapple mojito, but my husband really likes the apple pie, and there's 2 other flavors, watermelon lemonade and mango margarita. Guys, you're missing out if you haven't tried this yet. Head over to watermelonroad.com, and I will leave you guys a special promo code in the show notes. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hi, Alex, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
Of course. I'm excited to have you back on. Okay, so for those who don't know you, where can they find you on Instagram, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So you can send me a hello over Instagram @AlexLevy_intuitive, and I am a psychic medium, an intuitive coach, and the creator of the Spirit Guided Oracle. And I work with people one-on-one, through group sessions, through workshops, and through my oracle cards, where I really help people get in touch with their intuition through spiritual coaching, mediumship, angel messages, and explaining and really igniting intuition in each everybody, which we all have.
I love that. So just to expand on that a little bit more, what kind of readings do you do? Do you do card readings? Do you do angel readings? What specifically are your services?
So I do mediumship sessions, which a mediumship reading is different than an intuitive or psychic reading, with mediumship, the sole intention is to connect with a loved one who has crossed over to the other side, to bring through messages of healing that can happen and memories from your past loved ones on the other side. And then I also offer a more of an intuitive reading. And this is more of a soul reading, connecting with you on a soul level and connecting with your spirit, your energy frequencies. And during intuitive sessions, I get messages from angels. I get messages from people's spirit guides. I will also kind of blend different modalities. So that's when I'll sometimes use oracle cards through an intuitive reading. And intuitive readings just really help people kind of focus on areas of their life that may need a little bit of concentration or specific things you want to focus on. And that's kind of the difference with the mediumship and the intuitive reading.
So interesting. I've actually had several sessions with you, and they've been so accurate and inspiring. So I definitely encourage everybody to head over to your Instagram and check you out, and definitely investigate into a reading.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about your newest endeavor, the Spirit Guided Oracle. And can you explain to everybody at home what exactly that is?
So the Spirit Guided Oracle was a project that I've been working on for 3 years, and it's an oracle deck. And oracles, I think anybody can use them. They're super fun. They're easy. And basically an oracle deck is different than a tarot card deck, where there doesn't follow the same system or story that tarot cards follow. So oracle decks are all, each oracle deck is always going to be a little bit unique. It's going to be different. And it's in the vision of the author and the creator. So the Spirit Guided Oracle really was birthed 3 years ago, and I kind of got the information through messages. I was receiving the information as psychic downloads, and over the course of about 2 weeks, I wrote out all of the cards, and the rest kind of just happened organically. There's 44 cards, and there's so many ways to use them. A lot of people will just pull an oracle daily, or you can do readings. You can go as in depth as you want. There's infinite ways to play with this deck.
So is this deck for newbies or more so like veterans who are looking to like add to their decks?
I think it's for both, but I definitely do think I wanted to keep this deck simple, so it's very newbie friendly. So if people who have never used oracle cards before, and there are have people I have reach out to me, and they're like, I've never had a deck before. This was really easy to use, and I wanted it to be simple. They're pretty straightforward, the messages, and the guidebook that comes along with this is also pretty straightforward. I didn't want it to have too much spiritual mumbo jumbo, and the guidebook is very to the point. And simple, straightforward. And then, of course, people can always go further if they want with their own interpretations and their own intuition. But I think this is a great deck for someone who's just starting out, who doesn't know how to do cards. And maybe they don't even want to do readings. They just want to pull a card every day or do readings for themselves. I think it's super newbie friendly.
I have to agree with that. And your cards, so first of all, they're so luxurious. They're like really thick, and they have the gold sides, and they come in a in like a nice preserved box that you can keep them in. So they're really built to last, which I love. But my other question for you in regards to them is, okay, so I pull reading cards for myself. And I kind of do it more so like on a daily. I pull a card, then I look at the guidebook, and I read what the message means.
Perfect.
But for somebody who's like first starting out, do you recommend that they, and they're trying to read, do their own reading, do you recommend that they meditate on it, or that they take a deep breath before they pull a card? Or are there any like tips that you would provide a newbie who, you know, just got your deck in the mail and they're eager to start it?
So one of the first things that I would recommend is just kind of take some time and don't rush through the cards. Take some time to get to know the deck and infuse your own energy into these cards. So a way I like to do that is, you know, think about after you get a card deck, even if it's any deck, really, they've been through a lot of the people after they've left, you know, the creative, right? They've been through packaging, manufacturing, shipping. They may have been in a retail store. So you want to first clear the cards, and you can do that through using crystals, essential oil, sage. There's so many ways to clear it. And then I really recommend bringing your energy into it. And that is so simple. All you can really do is just take, you know, open up the deck and take each card, hold it in your hand and just look at it. I like to also just place it over my heart and just kind of breathe in. I feel like I'm breathing into the deck. And I just kind of say hello to each card. And I work through the whole deck like that when it's brand new. And that just allows people to kind of infuse their energy and meet up with the deck's energy. And then from there, you can do like what you were suggesting. You can do pull one card and meditate on it. You can definitely look at the guidebook and read the interpretation. You can not even look at the guidebook. You can just pull a card and go off on it, your own interpretation. And then it's okay. Allow yourself to interpret the card different than what the card says. There's really not a whole lot of rules with my deck, and I think rules are okay to be broken. So you pull up the clearing card, but all you get, the clearing card, by the way, has a beautiful girl, and there's a lot of yellow energy over her eyes. So if you're just fascinated with the yellow, and you start going off all about yellow color energy, and you even forget that the card is called clearing, that's awesome. That's because you're reading the card based off of your intuition, and that's what needed to come forward. So play, allow, just have fun. Most importantly, have fun with your using oracles. There's no wrong way to connect with them and use them. There's really no wrong way.
I love that. So when you were creating these cards, because you said it took 3 years, yeah, what was the creative process like?
It was definitely, not only was it a collaboration between me and the incredible illustrator Nicole Kutz, but it was also a collaboration between my guides and the spirit team that I had working with me. But it was a back and forth. It was, you know, some of the cards I very strongly saw at exactly as they are right now when you get them in my head. I saw them a certain image with the certain colors, and I knew that was the card. Other cards, I was like, this is the meaning, and I have no idea what it's gonna look like.
Oh no.
Especially like that was one of them was like the Rock Guardians card. No, I was like, Nicole, I don't know what this card looks like. And we kind of like came up with our own like language. And we had meetings and we would go down the interpretations I had, and to help Nicole, I would assign each card a chakra, and I also assigned each card an angel. And I was like, okay, Nicole, this card, we have no idea what it's going to look like, but imagine it has an Archangel Raphael energy to it, and it's associated with the heart chakra. And that's all I gave her. And then she would go back, and sometimes I didn't even like see what she was doing, and then she would bring them back to me, and it was really just total exercise and trust. I totally trusted her, and I surrendered totally to her for the creative. There was very little that I had to say, oh, we need to edit this or go back on that. But it was a pretty awesome process.
How did you connect with her? Since I feel like when you do a creative project, especially one that has taken 3 years, you really need to be on the same wavelength as the person you're working with, because you just, you know, this is your baby that you're working on, and you're putting so much effort into it. So how did you connect with Nicole?
It was totally an not being silly. It was totally spirit guided. I mean, it couldn't have been more synchronistic. So Nicole and I met randomly and at a salon, and we were chatting, and I was like, yeah, she's cool. I like her. You know, we have, I'm like, I just wanted to Facebook Messenger to be like, hey, would you ever want to, you know, like hang out or do something? I thought she was really cool.
Aww.
And I, in the Facebook message, I knew she was an artist because she mentioned that when I first met her, she was finishing up graduate school for art. And at the time I had no idea how I was going to get these cards done creatively. I didn't have anybody to do the artwork, and I was just kind of hanging out with the cards for a while. So I said, and I was like, by the way, through Facebook Messenger, I don't even know, I think I said it to her, I don't even know if you know what angel cards or purple cards are, but I'm creating a deck, and if you would be interested, you know, in possibly doing some commission work, let me know. And she wrote me back, and she was like, oh my god, I love angel cards, I love oracle cards, let's talk. And then it just kind of went on from there. It was just like perfect. It was meant to be.
Very cool how organic it happened.
Totally organic. Yep.
So what has been, let's say, the most difficult part of this creative process? Like what has really taught you the most?
The biggest lesson, I think, was stepping back and letting go, because there was a while when I didn't think that the cards were going to ever actually going to happen. It seemed like it was going on, and I was like, you know, maybe the funding may not happen, or, you know, Nicole was really busy with other projects. So I was like, you know, maybe she won't be able to finish. And there were all these things that, well, looking back, they weren't really blocks, but I kind of let myself, the self-doubt creep in, and I totally had to just surrender and say, you know what, I'm so passionate about these, like, even if I never sell a deck, or even if these never get published, or I still want to do this, and I just powered through it, and that's basically how it was.
What about your favorite part of this creative process? Like, what are you going to miss doing and, like, working on?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that the favorite part, one of the highlights has been, and you've been part of this, has been working with a launch team. That was an amazing thing. So for your listeners who aren't familiar, I curated a team. I think there's about 20 people, and I helped. These people help really spread the word about Spirit Guided Oracle and share it on their platforms, and so that was really cool to see it, the cards finally, you know, get into people's hands and hear how other people are using them. Or I think that was really the cool process of working with the team, the launch team, and finally letting the cards go. And because for the longest time I felt like I was keeping this secret, like, oh, can't see them yet, they're not ready. I was like, soon, it's like a teaser. I'm like, I really want to show people.
Yeah, I definitely have to say, this is the first time I was a part of a launch team, and it was definitely so much fun and so interesting. And I really just, I feel like you set it up so well. Like, you had these dates, you had, you know, this week there's one post, the next week is the giveaway, the next week is the next post, and you're super organized, and you really were a good leader. The launch team. So kudos to you.
Thanks. It was fun.
It was fun. So do you have like a favorite card out of all the cards that you guys created?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think I do. I love, and it's probably for two different reasons. I love the artwork of the image on the card, the Gatekeeper of Wonder. And that card is all about it. Well, it's got a beautiful, she just looks like she's from, like, the world of Oz, you know? That's kind of how Nicole, I told Nicole, I'm like, think of, like, I always was a fan of the Oz books growing up, and all the Wizard of Oz movies, and Wicked, and Return to Oz, everything Oz related. And I'm like, okay, think of Ozma. I don't know if you know who that is. I'm like, think of the character Ozma, and I sent her some pictures. She created the Gatekeeper of Wonder to go with the interpretation. So I'm totally obsessed with that image. And I think Nicole actually used to paint denim jackets. She used to have an Etsy store, and she would cut these really elaborate denim jackets. So Nicole's going to do the Gatekeeper of Wonder for me on a jacket, jeans jacket. But that's probably my favorite image and favorite card.
So cool. And way to like put your own kind of like character into the card. That's really cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell everybody, where can they find these cards and where can they find you on social media?
The cards are available on my website, and that's alexlevyonline.com. And you can also find them on Amazon under the Spirit Guided Oracle. And you can find me on Instagram at alexlevy_intuitive, and also at the Spirit Guided Oracle on Instagram.
And when will the cards be ready for everybody at home?
They are ready March 28th.
Yay!
They
soon.
Internationally too.
Okay, and then I have one more question for you.
Sure.
And you probably know this is coming, but I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Lately, I have to say anything lavender. I love a lavender flavor kombucha.
That's so funny. I've really been feeling the lavender lately, too.
Have you? Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's like the spring around the corner or something.
Oh, yeah,
but
could be.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast to chat
about your
new endeavor. And I'm super excited for you.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Of course. All right. We'll chat soon.
All right. Bye, Erica.